Hi there, I'm Shane Spears and welcome to another edition of Summit Scale, beaming out to you from the beautiful city of Bath in the UK. My guest today is Sarah Santacroquet. Sarah, a very warm welcome. Great to have you on our show.
Thanks so much for having me, Shane. It's a pleasure.
For those of you that don't know her, Sarah is internationally recognized LinkedIn specialist and online presence mentor who's personally coached, mentored and guided over 1,900 entrepreneurs. She helps them position themselves as experts on LinkedIn and shows them how to find and express their unique voice and stand out as thought leaders. As a result, they find their tribe, get the recognition they deserve, and a steady flow of clients with ease and not sleaze. I like that. In addition to her LinkedIn expertise, Sarah is known for helping fellow introverts market their business authentically and anxiety-free and sell their services and make a difference. She's also the host of the Introvert Biz Growth podcast, where she has conversations with introverts who have grown their business using their introverted superpowers. She lives in beautiful Switzerland, where she was born and raised, but considers herself an alternative thinking citizen of the world who's on a mission to bring more kindness to business. Brilliant. And when she's not working, she loves adventure and traveling and yoga and nature walks and hanging out with her three boys, a husband and two teenage sons. And I've got to ask about your alter ego in Sicily. What's that about?
Yes. All right. My alter ego is that we have a place in Sicily and I like to go down there whenever I can. And I turn into Italian Sarah. So that's where the alter ego comes in.
Brilliant. Love it. So, Sarah, the title of our interview today is How to Get Clients on LinkedIn with Ease and Not Sleaze. And we've 5 minutes for the interview. If you're ready, I'll start the clock.
Let's do it.
So who should be on LinkedIn?
All right, great question to start. So I think any kind of business owner who sells services has a place to be on LinkedIn. So if you're into product development, it really depends on the product, but if you're offering services to other business owners, then LinkedIn is your place to be. Of course, it's even better if you're selling services to corporate decision makers, because those are definitely there. But even entrepreneurs, consultants who are selling to other entrepreneurs, they see success on LinkedIn.
Right. And who is the average LinkedIn user?
Yeah, the average LinkedIn user, it used to be mainly male. It has changed a bit. There's much more females now on LinkedIn as well. But I would say they're definitely professionals. So that's compared to Facebook, it's a more professional audience. And I always say it's the mindset that's professional. So the average LinkedIn user, he's on LinkedIn because he's either in transition between jobs, he's in a business, he's a corporate decision maker. So the mindset that is really professional if you compare that to Facebook or Instagram, where, yeah, some people have success with business on those platforms, but it's a big mix. So we're, you know, sometimes just searching for vacations or anything can happen on Facebook or Instagram, or LinkedIn is really business.
And does it work for solopreneurs?
Yeah, definitely. You know, most of business owners are solopreneurs. You know, sometimes you do have bigger agencies, but yes, I've seen very great success with solopreneurs. So you don't have to be a big, this is kind of a myth that LinkedIn is only for B2B, big giant businesses, but it's not the case.
Right. And what are some simple ways to improve my LinkedIn profile?
Yeah, well, I could go on for hours and hours, but I think we're already at like 3 minutes, so I'll try to be quick. So the first one is definitely the headline. That's kind of the introduction to your profile. And unfortunately, LinkedIn doesn't make it really easy for us, because they used to say, at least now it says headline, before it used to say title. And so what people put there is like CEO or founder or owner of, and then the name of the business. Well, that's not helping anybody, because we don't know the name of your business. And so we're like, well, I don't know what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
So it's really important to use that headline to your advantage and explain who it is you're working with, what you're helping them to do, and what kind of results you're getting for them. So very clear, that headline. The second thing is obviously the picture. So the profile picture does matter a lot on LinkedIn, probably more so than on Facebook or any other social platform, because it is a professional platform. I don't think you have to like wear a suit and tie if your clients don't usually see you in a suit and tie. So don't think it's the stiff platform, so I have to like wear my tie. Right. Not the case. So just be yourself. Neutral background is really important. Yeah. And then the third thing is the summary. So the summary section, that's where we kind of introduce who we are and what we do in a more lengthy format. The headline is 120 characters. In the summary, we have 2,000 characters. So that's quite a lot of free text right. that we get to use as a, it's kind of a sales page, you know, it's like where we talk about our ideal clients, how we can help them, what kind of solutions we can offer. So right. I would say those three things, if you get those right, then your LinkedIn profile really becomes part of your sales arsenal. Right. It's part of your marketing.
And how do I get targeted people into my network?
Yeah, that's a tough one, because people are always like, well, I just kind of accept whatever, you know, invitations I get. And yes, you can be successful with that. But obviously, it's much more interesting to target specific people. And so that's where the LinkedIn database comes in. And it's really interesting, because if you think about headhunters, they use the LinkedIn database to search for ideal candidates. Well, you as an entrepreneur can use the LinkedIn database to search for ideal clients. And so you have to know your ideal client description. Who is that? Let's say he's an HR manager. Well, you can use the search functions either with the free account, or if you are really a pro, then you're going to get an upgraded account, either a premium account or a sales navigator, to search for HR directors in, you know, maybe start with your location, for example. So that's how you then build a much more targeted network. And what's important there is that you don't just reach out and send the default invitation. So that's why I've created this these six templates that I use. And the link is bit.ly/Sarah's templates. These templates I use with my clients, I use them myself. It helps you break the ice and actually get a response to the invitation that you send out. Because right. if you just send the default, most likely they're not going to answer. Right. And of course, you don't want to say, hey, you know, I saw your profile. I think you're a perfect fit for my services. Yeah. They're not going to answer to that either. Right. So, yeah, that's how you add targeted clients to your contact.
I just want to also, just kind of before we finish, how do I get more engagement on LinkedIn?
Yeah, engagement is all about the content that you're sharing. So in order to get engagement, you really need to discover, well, what is it? What kind of content is my ideal client interested in? And so I see a lot of people, like I work a lot with coaches and consultants, and then some of them, they're just kind of share these quotes, right? Like you would do on Instagram. On LinkedIn, that doesn't really work. People on LinkedIn are much more interested in deeper information and knowledge. They are interested to either learn something, to be inspired, to grow themselves. And so that's the kind of content that people are interested in, engaged in, and will also share with their network. So it's all about the content that you share.
Brilliant. Sarah, really authoritative insight. Really appreciate it. Sadly, we've come to the end of our time. Folks, for more resources, check out Sarah's website, www.sarahsantacroquet.com /webinar to have a look at a really special webinar that Sarah's put together. Sarah, really appreciate it. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Shane, for having me.
Thanks for checking out our Summit Scale podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please head over to iTunes and subscribe, rate us and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. And if you want to learn more about the work we do or are looking for a load of free resources to help with scaling your business, check out our website, www.summitleader.com.